Manuscript Release Number 728. Monday, April 23rd, 1900. Sunnyside, Currumbong, Australia. E.G.W. to Irwin, President of the General Conference, 1897 to 1901. Dear brother, my copyists you have seen. They do not change my language. It stands as I write it. Marion's work is of a different order altogether. She is my bookmaker. A blank never was my bookmaker. How are my books made? Marion does not put in her claim for recognition. She does her work in this way. She takes my articles, which are published in the papers, and pastes them in blank books. She also has a copy of all the letters I write. In preparing a chapter for a book, Marion remembers that I have written something on that special point, which may make the matter more forcible. She begins to search for this, and if, when she finds it, she sees that it will make the chapter more clear, she adds it. The books are not Marion's productions, but my own, gathered from all my writings. Marion has a large field from which to draw, and her ability to arrange the matter is of great value to me. It saves my poring over a mass of matter, which I have no time to do. So you understand that Marion is a most valuable help to me in bringing out my books. A blank had none of this work to do. Marion has read chapters to her, and a blank has sometimes made suggestions as to the arrangement of the matter. This is the difference between the workers. As I have stated, a blank has been strictly forbidden to change my words for her words. As spoken by the heavenly agencies, the words are severe in their simplicity, and I try to put the thoughts into such simple language that a child can understand every word uttered. The words of someone else would not rightly represent me. I have written thus fully in order that you may understand the matter. A blank may claim that she has made my books, but she has not done so. This has been Marion's field, and her work is far in advance of any work a blank has done for me. 61A, 1900, pages 4 to 5. The first part of this quotation appears in The Ministry, December, 1975, pages 14, 15.